The United Nations envoy to Iraq has left that country after the naming of a new government. Lakhdar Brahimi says the United States had a major influence in the choices of that government, including the new prime minister, a man who had longtime contact with the CIA. Now that his job is done, Lakhdar Brahimi is offering a candid view of Iraq's future.
The country has been broken into pieces. To put it together is not going to be easy, and it's not going to be done in one go. But I think that there is a genuine realization among the Iraqis that their country is under threat and that they have got to work hard at keeping it together, at protecting the unity of their territory and the unity of their people.
Does the new government have to make some dramatic gesture to show that it is not following the orders of the United States?
I think that, you know, something like that would be useful, but it's a government that is really working a very, very tight rope. They have only 7 months. They have a lot of suspicions from all sides, but they do have one or two pluses. What is perhaps not known is that one of the important Sunni clerics has expressed support to this government. The other thing is, this is a government where there is a lot of talent. I think the media has been concentrating on the folkloric side of things, whether it was the governing council who picked X or Y, or whether one of them was more the candidate of the Americans. I think if you look a little bit closer, this is a government where there is plenty of talent.
Doesn't it matter to some degree who ends up having chosen the leaders of the...
Not in my book, because what, you know, reality, hard realities cannot be forgotten. The Americans control the country. They haven't yet handed over. Even when they hand over, they will still carry a lot of influence. And, you know, it's ridiculous to say that the Americans should have no influence on what's happening in Iraq.
Since, as you point out, the United States will still have great influence in Iraq, do you believe that the U.S. government is really prepared to give the new Iraqi government the maneuvering room it needs to be truly independent?
I think they must. And I think, look, I must be careful here what I say. I think they must give the government room to maneuver. I think the government must demand that room to maneuver. When I say that the Americans are going to have a lot of influence, you know, I would like to know which part of the world the Americans do not have at least some influence in today's world. How they exercise that influence is sometimes welcome and sometimes the source of a lot of resentment.
Now, ambassadors at the UN Security Council have been trying to work out the question of exactly how much power the U.S. military will have in Iraq as opposed to the interim government and other questions. They'll make the final decision, of course, but I'd like to know from you, as someone who's been there, what's the realistic option, the way to balance the U.S. military with this newly sovereign government?
Yeah, I would rather refrain from commenting on that beyond, you know, the point that I have been making now for an embarrassingly long time, and that is that this resolution, whatever the Americans and the others want to put in it, please check with the Iraqis, listen to them, make sure that this resolution is something that they can live with. These are very, very realistic people. I hope that it will be seen that they have been involved, it will be seen that they have been consulted, it will be seen that they have been heard, and that at least some of their observations will have been taken into consideration.
Is your job finished?
My personal job, yes, I very much hope so.
You won't be sent back to Baghdad to...
No, I don't want to. It was, you know, they told me, yeah, you go there for 1 week. I say, you know very well that if I go there, I'm not going to be 1 week there. But I will finish this job and it's finished.
Lakhdar Brahimi is the United Nations envoy to Iraq.